Welcome to Gaia's Love, a podcast to guide you home into your human journey here on Earth. My name is Vivian Gerard, and it is my delight to co-create with Gaia and share our messages from Source in this now moment. Here we go. Episode 471. It is Thursday here in Cincinnati. It's chilly but sunny. We are post the full moon lunar eclipse, but we are in eclipse energy on our way towards a total solar eclipse new moon in Aries on the 8th of April, wrapping up this month of March. There's a lot of energy in astrology happening in April. If you haven't looked at the forecast with some of your favorite astrologers, I highly encourage you to spend a little time looking at the forecast, because there are so many shifting, overlapping astrological aspects that I was just watching a podcast with an astrologer yesterday, and she said it really is like watching the forecast of the weather. And if you know that it's going to rain, you'll take an umbrella. If you know it's going to be sunny and hot, you might put on sunscreen. If you know it's going to be windy, you might stay inside until the wind finishes blowing. And the astrological forecast right now is so, I mean, the word I keep hearing is volatile. It's so intense. There are so many different moving, powerful shifts that are happening. And I feel like information is power. Knowledge, it empowers each of us to say, okay, there's this collective thing that's happening, and here's how it's directly impacting me and my individual chart, in my individual blueprint. And with that knowledge, you can make choices that are life-changing. I mean, that really is the energy right now. There are so many potential openings waiting for us. And if we're aware of them, we can step into them and open them like presents, like gifts. If we're, you know, head down, focused on the 3D reality around us, not paying attention to the forecast, the whole house can be blowing and moving and we miss it. And we come out the other side, we're like, what happened? Where did everybody go? What is this? Like, what did I miss? And so I sit here in this moment just encouraging you, all of us, like, don't miss the opportunities right now. Really be present with this eclipse season and maximize your choices. Open your awarenesses even wider and allow some magical downloads to come through. So there's the astrology plug from the non-astrologer, astrologer fan. today's title is a big one. It's Unwavering Love. And there are so many threads that are weaving into this title and the energy transmission that I am holding and sending through this entire podcast episode. There's so many threads, and I'm just going to trust the way that it comes through, and allow you to receive whatever ways it resonates for you. I am very aware there's two levels at which I'll be transmitting energy or activations. One is at the human level, so I'll be sharing some human examples and stories that will illustrate what I'm feeling as an energy, as a collective potential shift. And so the human stories will land or not land and bring up some human emotions in you. And then there's the soul level of depth and vastness and big galactic picture that is also happening at the exact same moment that I'm sharing the human story. And maybe your soul is like, yes, this is why we came to this episode. It's to receive this activation, to remember this level of unwavering love. And you'll expand, you'll feel it, you'll know it in yourself from the energy that I am transmitting. And maybe right now that's just not the realm that you're opening in, or it's the level of work you're working in right now. Maybe your head is down in the humanness and the human stories are exactly what you need. This transmission is captured in the video and available for you to come back to at any time. So years from now, you might remember this title of unwavering love and come back, and it will be a completely different experience for you. And vice versa, you might receive the soul one now and come back later and go, oh my God, there was a whole human thing too. It's so divinely guided and anchored in this eclipse portal that we're in and in this video. And so I trust that whatever you receive is so perfect for you. And I sit here in unwavering love, transmitting this frequency, knowing it's going exactly where it needs to, in the manner it needs to, in the timing it needs to. Unwavering, if you don't know the definition, means steady, continuing stream, strong. What were the other definitions? Firm. What else did they say? Does not weaken. Does not weaken. Determined. Unwavering. When we put unwavering before the word love, it amplifies the love. The vibration is so much love. So much love. Unwavering, continuing, steady, determined, does not end, does not weaken, continues, continues. Perhaps we could put the word infinite, infinite unwavering love. Unwavering love infinitely, endlessly, endlessly, without end, continuing. So soul level, we'll do that first, soul level. I believe when we decide as expressions of consciousness, as infinite souls, to begin a soul journey, to begin a unique path of expression, when we decide from all knowing, all consciousness, one energy, soul, God, the universe, whatever you want to call that original consciousness, we're all happy as a clam inside this oneness. We're all infinite being, one. And there's this creative spark or idea that says, I want to do something that hasn't been done before. I want to open a thread that has never been threaded in the way that I think it could be threaded. And so I, as one, want to express myself as something different and unique. And from that urge to express as something different and unique, we birth a unique soul. This is when I describe here on Earth when we see a shooting star. It's like, boom! A little expression of consciousness has just birthed from the original universe, galaxy, oneness, everything. There's a new light that has decided, I'm going to begin. I'm going to emerge. I'm going to become a soul separate from the oneness. There's a burst of love that generates that creative impulse to be something unique. There's a whoo. And then can you imagine how the soul feels as perhaps as they turn and look back, if we were using human terms, as the soul emerges from this one giant happy clam party and is out here and they're like, uh-oh, why'd I leave the happy clam party? Why am I out here by myself in the middle of this dark black universe, this void, when there's still a happy clam party over there?
that?
Why did I do that? Can you imagine the courage it takes for us to say as souls, I will become something that has never existed before. I will emerge into consciousness and be. And I don't even know if I can be or do the thing that I decided I could be or do when I was happy in the clam. Now here I am by myself. Ah. So I believe we emerge in groups. We emerge in tribes, soul tribes, consciousness in small pockets or groups that say, okay, we'll do it together. We'll be super brave, but we don't have to do it alone. We'll do it in groups. And I've many times experienced the remembering of that birthing in my group and what my group had as our intention and how we created and what it felt like and who those beings are and how I connect and communicate with them. I wrote a book about it. I wrote several books, but specifically one book called Gaia's Gifts. That's all about my tribe. We do it in community because to do it solo is just too big a shift, I believe, from the happy clam to the one on its own. And so I believe we do it in community. We're wired, even as consciousness souls, to be in a community experience and know that we can create and birth something new. I also believe the only way we do that is knowing as we emerge, eventually we will come back around and we will return. We're not banished. We're not sent away. We choose to emerge, to create, and to bring something back to the happy clam party. So we go on an adventure. And then we come back and we offer something to the happy clam oneness that never existed before. We create in order to expand the size and the scope of this happy clam oneness. I don't know why it's a clam, but apparently it's a clam today. Soul human, we're trying to bridge realities. The happy clam party is bigger more when we create something and bring it back. It's like the best kind of potluck. Like, everyone bring a dish and come back and we'll have this incredible party. And we all go at different times and our tribes emerge in different ways with different intentions and we navigate through the galaxy and the universe and we have different experiences and we all bring something unique back to the oneness. And while we're on that path, while we're traveling and exploring and expanding, that's the point of the journey. It's not to look back and go, oh, I wish I was with the oneness. I wish the oneness loved me. Does the oneness still love me? Is the happy clam party still happy when I'm out over here trying to do my work? And oh my God, my work is so intense. We're meant to be present in the journey that we're experiencing and give the best of ourselves to it. Explore the maximum capacity of who we're here to be and be bold adventurers. Like, go off and do the thing and then come back and go, oh, here's how it was. Here's what I learned. Here's what I will. I think I could do it again, but this time I'll have this intention. It's meant to be completely unknown because we're the pioneers of that. We're the ones going forth and creating the new. It's so brave. It's so badass. It's so courageous to leave the happy clam party. And so I believe in our journey as souls, individual souls. There's a part of us that knows this happy clam party, this oneness is unwavering love. It will be there. We can go do whatever it is we're going to do. And when we come back, what I call Source, the happy clam party that is Source, will just welcome me back in. Unwavering love, continuing, steady, firm, never ending, endless. I could go to the edges of the galaxy, take my sweet time, screw up 10 million times over, generate the most incredible expressions beyond anything I could have ever even thought of, and come back, and that oneness that source is unwavering love waiting for me to return. But in the meantime of this journey I'm taking, as a soul, I don't believe we doubt the unwavering love. I believe we know that. We know that. It's the only reason we have the courage enough to go create something different, unique, unknown. So let's bring it into the human. When we leave the unwavering love as a soul and we look at this little blue planet, it's little, like if this is Source Happy Clam Party Universe, this is Gaia. Teeny, tiny, tiny little speck of a blue planet. And as souls, we're like, that'd be fun. Sure, it's part of the adventure. Maybe we could play with whatever our intention is in the atmosphere of Gaia. I've heard about Gaia, that little tiny blue planet where all the souls seem to be hanging out and playing because there's some sort of thing happening. Let's take our adventure into the party that is Gaia. And when we choose, when we, in our empowered choice, arrive as souls into the consciousness of Gaia, there's a forgetting. There's a density, a humanness, a physical, that is the point of Gaia. That is the reason we choose it. I described this in my social media Remember post today. I said, the best expression or description I can offer for a new perspective of Gaia is to think of it as Vegas. When you think as an American, perhaps, maybe other nationalities, different countries have the same experience, but definitely here in the United States, when someone says, I'm going to Vegas, there's this like, whoa, you're going to Vegas? What? Well, you know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, so we don't expect to hear how it's going to go while you're there. But we already know it's going to be wild and crazy. You're going to do things there in Vegas you wouldn't do anywhere else. Like that's the vibe of Vegas. It's what calls people towards it. People are like, I'm going to Vegas. I don't even know what I'm going to do when I'm there. But I know all the wild things happen in Vegas. It has a reputation. It has almost a bubble around it of, when you're here, you get to explore in crazy ways and no one's going to talk about it. You can just leave your dirty little secrets in Vegas. And maybe I'm exaggerating, but it's making the point. When we choose to come into Gaia's consciousness, infinite souls coming into this atmosphere of the consciousness of Gaia, the energy field of Gaia, that in our humanness we call Earth. My ear is ringing. Like very loudly, when we choose to come into Gaia in order to navigate in the density of a human body, in order to have the full experience of the human realm, of the mind, of the coordination and harmony of mind and body and soul and heart, to feel the emotions, there's a forgetting that is necessary, because as souls, we already know it's all just an adventure and we're going to dip, 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 and then go back and it's going to be fine. Like, it's going to be amazing. We know that. And so to have the experience, the true experience of being a human, there's some shedding of the all-knowing that we have as souls. It's like putting on a costume at Halloween and going all the way into the role. If you really want to play in that energy of make-believe, you go all the way in. You put on the wig and the makeup and the high heels and the whatever your costume is going to be, the Dracula. I remember my son for a long time loved that character from Scream. I think he was that character 3 years in a row. He put on that awful bloody mask with the scary face and had the sword thing. And that's so not his energy. He's pure love, pure love. And he put on this scary as crazy person and had so much fun walking around like rah, scaring everybody. We come here as souls in human bodies for precise experiences, learnings, for activations of consciousness, for expansions of concepts that we can conceptualize the souls, but when we feel them in the humanness, oh, heartbreak. Heartbreak in the humanness, it's a whole body, whole life experience. It takes you down to your knees. It crushes your innocence and your belief in the potential good of everything. And in that crushing, you emerge, you strengthen, you become so clear on boundaries, on wisdom, on truth, on integrity. You emerge with this like power of, in yourself, not power over someone else, this knowing of new lines. I have emerged from being on my knees multiple times, and each time I am more me, more true, more clear, more love, the unwavering love that I am, soul embodied in a human experience, is more every time I come up from being on my knees on the floor with a broken heart. It's like, you know, being in the fire and you're being formed. As a soul, we can talk about heartbreak, but we already know we're having an adventure and we're going back to unwavering love. So, like, what's the problem? What's there to worry about? Where's the heartbreak in that? This whole soul journey is like expansion, learning, fun, like the adventure. It's not for heartbreak. But when we come into a human experience and we feel the emotions, and that's just one. Childbirth. How do you explain childbirth? Creating life in a human body, bringing life forth. Like, how do you explain that at a soul level? Kind of when we say you emerge from source, but it's different in the human body. It's messy. It's dirty. It's painful. It's emotional. Oh, like, you think it's so amazing when they're in your body and they're kicking and they're moving and it's so beautiful. And then they're out and they're walking and they're talking and you hurt them and they hurt you. And it's like, it's so much. And that's why we come here. That's why we come as souls, for this human adventure. It's so much more than an adventure. It's a journey. Like, just like in plant medicines, the word journey carries a different quality once we've experienced a plant medicine journey. All of a sudden, the word journey is like, oh, like, I'm going to take you down to your knees and raise you up like the phoenix and have you fly like the eagle in the sky and bring you back down and humble you. Like, journey means such a different thing. After you surrender to a consciousness that is the consciousness of Gaia, the plants, the medicine of the plants is Gaia teaching us in a physical embodied way what consciousness can become and be and do. Like, are you kidding? Are you kidding? So the word journey means something totally different. When we come as souls for a human journey, we forget unwavering love. We might have moments where we're reminded of it. So perhaps it's the grandmother in your life, or the favorite auntie, or the neighbor who always makes sure you feel safe, or, you know, leaves little treats out, or the teacher who told you had potential, right? The book you read that reminded you that there's magic in the universe. There's moments that we touch unwavering love, but most of the time we forget. We forget. And then we doubt everything and we doubt everybody and we sit in our shit, and it's so hard. It's so hard to be a soul in a human body. And somehow The point of this is to find that unwavering love in ourselves, to go down to our knees every time we have to and fall apart and find that strength and build our courage back up and step into the next expression of ourselves. And it's a journey. It's a journey. And we call in again and again and again. If we are super brave, we call in the people who will awaken that within us, who will remind us that we are unwavering love, that we're not dependent on someone else to give us unwavering love. They can come steady us. They can come walk with us for a while. They can come activate us and remind us and show us, like, hey, here's an example. Here's an embodiment of Source in the human form. Here's an embodiment of unwavering love. Stand up. You've got this. Steady yourself. Continue. Keep going. Keep doing this. Don't pull back. Don't give up. Let's go. It's why we come here. It's to forget unwavering love. In the moment we take that first breath and we have to do it by ourselves, all of a sudden we're solo. We're soul, human, mind, body in the fresh air of Gaia, in a unique new story, new life that's just beginning. If we're super, super lucky, we'll have a parent or two that will immediately hold us and make us feel safe. We'll have love that surrounds us and steadies us and carries us and helps us learn to walk and to talk and to begin to express. And if we're really, really, really courageous, we pick a life where we don't have that right at the beginning. Or we have it and we lose it. Do you know how courageous it is to be a soul that chooses a human journey where you're immediately abandoned or immediately rejected? And you have to find that unwavering love inside yourself. It's so hard. And so we'll call in resources, people, experiences. We'll write ourselves an astrological blueprint that gives us the potential for the most extraordinary human journey. The journey that will take us from the depths of the pain to the highest of the peaks of consciousness in one human life. Can we do it? Yes. But when it gets really hard and we're on our knees and it feels like nobody gets it, sometimes we give up. Sometimes we say it's too much and I'm complete. And that activates the ones around us. It reminds the ones who stay, like, okay, I still have this time. I still have this potential. Let me rise. Let me soar. Let me remember that I am unwavering love inside of myself. I'm not dependent on someone else to give it to me. I am that. And I can rise and steady myself in that. And in my unwavering love for myself, I emit this frequency, this pulse of unwavering love to everyone that I encounter, to everyone around me, not to save them, not to do it for them, but to hold it in myself so that it reminds them that they have it too. So, we're in eclipse season. There's this potential for it to be so intense that we shut down. that we close down, that we pull in and we say, it's too much. It's too much. I'm going to project. I'm going to push away. I'm going to make up stories in my head of why all the things are what I think they are. And I'm going to let the forecast blow and move around me, and I'll emerge on the other side of the eclipse and go, oh, what did I miss? What happened? It's okay if you choose that. It's okay if you choose that. There's also the potential to open your heart, to be so brave, so courageous, to breathe with your shoulders wider open, with your heart like a little more vulnerable than perhaps it's been in a while, with your feet so firmly planted on this planet, you're here in this human journey, and you're gonna be fine. You're gonna walk through it, but you're gonna do it with an open heart, with eyes, chin up, eyes wide, looking to see, what is this eclipse season teaching me, showing me? Am I open to the lessons? Can I allow myself to be so steady in my love for myself, my choice to be the crazy wild soul that chose to come to Vegas Earth? Like, leave the happy clam party, choice number one. Go out into the universe with my tribe, choice number one. Choice number two. And then three, choice number three, come to Earth. Like, what? I'm going to walk this time, this portal, with my heart open, my chin up, my eyes wide open, looking. What am I here to learn in this time? Am I listening? Am I paying attention to the messages that are constantly being mirrored, reflected back to me? Like last week's episode, Illuminating Self, everything is showing us more about ourselves. Am I paying attention? Am I using what's happening in my heart to move through my voice, to say the things, to have the conversations, to express the feelings, to articulate all that is happening? I can do it here in this podcast space because I've created such an unwavering love in this podcast space. Like, I know I'm safe here. I know that I am intimately speaking on behalf of myself and Gaia. I know that. And I know the frequency going out is so pure. It's so continuing without end, completely like steady, firm. I might pause here or there. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I just need a moment, everyone. Like, okay, I'll be back. But I know this is a life journey for me. Gaia's love is who I am, how I live. I feel the unwavering love of our planet. So maybe that is the bridge for today. If it feels like this eclipse season is intense and you want to cry like I'm crying and you're feeling all the feels like I'm feeling all the feels, what do you do? Connect to the planet, the consciousness of our planet. Gaia, close your eyes, meditate, go in and go, Gaia, speak to me. The soul that made the agreement, Gaia soul, can we communicate? Can you remind me of your unwavering love that said, yes, come on in, soul. Whatever you want to do while you're here, I've got you. You're in my consciousness, my energy field. And you get to create and do whatever inspires you. Gaia is like a mini happy clam. If there's the happy clam party of Source, the universe, the one, and all of our individual little things that souls are doing, Gaia is a little mini representation of that. She's holding a vortex, a portal, an energy field for 8 billion of us to create, play, get down to our knees, fall apart, remind ourselves, embody more and more of unwavering love within ourselves. We can't access that if the energy field in which we are percolating doesn't have that potential to, isn't made up of that, Gaia's air, water, trees, mycelium, dirt, mountains, every aspect of the consciousness of Gaia expressed in the physical is unwavering love. The mountains will stand until we destroy them. The waters will continue to circulate until we as humans mess them up. The trees will continue to go through their cycle unless we cut them down. We're in a constant dance with Gaia, and she continues to be, I say she, unwavering love. So if you can't feel that fully in yourself yet, or you can't embody that fully in yourself, match the energy of Gaia, communicate, connect with Gaia, and see what starts to happen in your heart chakra. It might bring some palpitations. You might be like, wah, what is this? Wah. That's what happens in journey space for me, the plant medicine. It's like I can feel the medicine starting to move through my body. And I'm like, oh my God, am I ready? Am I ready for what this medicine is about to activate in my entire system? Mind, body, soul. It's like a preparation that moves through my human being. And I can tell, like, we're about to go on a ride. And can I receive? Do I have the capacity to embody the teaching I'm about to receive? We can do that in micro moments, sitting by a tree, walking in the sunshine, putting our feet in the ocean, in the river, in the grass, sitting and just receiving sunlight into our human body, feeling the solidness of the planet underneath us. In that unwavering love of Gaia, we can remember the unwavering love of Source, receive it as sunshine, feel it as wind, breath coming into your body, the life force. And the more that we are that and feel that, the more we expand that. And then eventually we are unwavering love all the time. And so we'll activate the people around us. When we embody that, we can trigger people. We can push their buttons because they know that there's work they're still doing to feel that, to embody that in themselves. Does that mean we pull our unwavering love back? That defeats the whole point of unwavering love. That would be like the happy clam party in the universe going, oh, you don't remember that you're part of the happy clam party? We're going to move the party over here so you can't find us. That's not the point. The point is to continue without end, to be steady, to be unwavering, so that when the souls return and we're like, yes, happy clam party, we're back. The happy clam party's like, come on in. Yay, you've returned. What'd you do while you were gone? Tell us all about it. All right, I've said plenty. I've said plenty. I feel like this is a mini masterclass happening right now, but it's the energy that wanted to flow through, so I trust it. If you are in your shit and you're feeling it and you're like completely overwhelmed, book an activation session. This is the time to do it with eclipse season. And you'll either be activated and triggered or you'll be so held in unwavering love that it will remind you that you are that too. And that is an activation. So those sessions are available. I only do 11 each month because that's enough. I don't really need to be doing more than that. So those are available. And also the Practicum community. We're about to start a new month. It's a year of walking with me, a year of immersing yourself in unwavering love as much as you feel ready for. So you can just dip your toe in. You can do just the little. You can do the attunement and the new moon content and just sort of dip your toe in the manifestation circle. Or you can go all the way in. You can say, I want to do everything for 1 year with you, all of it. And you will never be the same. And that's the point, right? So, thank you for being on this journey with me. I am so grateful that I get to play in these ways and that you receive these energy transmissions and that they ripple through your world just as powerfully as I know they're rippling through mine. We've got this. Eclipse season is a gift and opportunity, a deep, powerful journey of time. So be gentle with yourself. So much love. Thank you for tuning into this vibration of pure love. Let's take this message of Gaia's love out into all of our relationships and communities today. So much love from my heart to yours.